Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you turn with me this evening to the book of Genesis, please? Genesis 1, chapter 1 and verse 1. No, we're not going to try to preach the whole Bible tonight. It's too big, too many good things to cover in one night, but we're going to believe God for what's right for tonight. Genesis 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How did it get here? God created it. Somebody said, well, you know, emotionally, psychologically weak people need crutches like that to believe. No. It's just a fact. That's how it happened. Right? And the scripture says that fools believe that there is no God and doubt the existence of God. How did the earth get here? What you're sitting on tonight, what this building is built on, God created it. How many believe that with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? God said it. That's how it got here. He made it. Right? Now, the reason why people don't like to believe that is because they don't want to be dependent upon Him. And they don't want to have to submit themselves to Him. You know, so they try to believe something else. Now, there is no God. Things just happened. You know, there was a big bang. And when it cleared, voila. There was a planet the perfect distance from the sun. Not too close, not too far. The atmosphere just right, the continents, the oceans just right. Yeah. That's like sitting off a bunch of C4 in the middle of a salvage yard. And when the dust clears, you got a brand new Mercedes sitting there. Now, it takes more faith to believe the theory of evolution than it does creation. You got no facts for it. You know why those missing links are missing? They ain't just missing. They're not there. They don't exist. Anyway, God created the heavens and the earth. And we see how it happened. The very next verse, what does it say? Y'all read it for me. The earth was without form and void, empty, and darkness upon the face of the deep. Now, God doesn't create empty, dark things. So we see that even though this is the beginning for us, it's not necessarily the beginning of everything. Because something happened before us. And where did all these spirits come from that are now in darkness? And demons and devils and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, a lot of the answers to where did the dinosaurs come from and, you know, races before us, a lot of that could be answered by what happened before this verse. But it's not something we need to know about. It doesn't apply to us per se. We need to be focusing on what applies to us and our very short run through this planet. Right? So as far as things that pertain to us, this is the beginning.
Yes, sir.
For us. And so the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. Everybody said out loud, the Spirit of God moved.
Spirit of God moved.
Say it again. The Spirit of God moved. Say it again. The Spirit of God moved. Now notice he says, upon the face of the waters. In the Scriptures, waters are a types of many peoples. Waters, many waters, a type of peoples, nations, and whole groups of peoples. I believe this literally happened. The Spirit of God moved over the face of the literal waters on the planet. But also, it's typical of today. The Spirit of God, we looked up this word, means hover. He hovers over the peoples of the planet.
Amen. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's hovering. And the picture is painted in Jesus talking about, he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I would have gathered you like a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you wouldn't do it." And the Spirit of God, representing the Father God, creator of heaven and earth, and the Lord Jesus, the Word made flesh, He hovers over the peoples of the planet, ready to be the great comforter to anybody that'll believe and come to Jesus, ready to take you in and teach you and guide you and help you and strengthen you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, "I won't leave you orphans. I will send another comforter to you."
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when He comes, He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. He's going to bring to your remembrance everything I said to you. He'll even show you things to come.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Same Holy Spirit who was hovering over the face of the deep. And what happened next? And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and God saw the light that it was
good.
Good. From the beginning, it's this way. It's been this way all the time up till now. It'll always be this way. The Spirit of God is ready to manifest the power to bring the Word of God to pass in the earth. And when He does, it is always light and it is always good. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, this is shouting ground.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch ourselves if we could get happy tonight.
Yeah.
This will help you from getting off. Just in my few short years of walking with the Lord, I have seen people get off. In the early days of my ministry, I began to get off a little bit in seeking the supernatural and seeking God and the manifestation of the Spirit. Thank God I had a good, strong example in Brother Hagin in my life. And there were times I thought for sure some things was God and a special move of God in the earth, and he taught on it and basically said no. And I thought, huh? I thought we got scripture for it. And it helped me to realize he'd already seen it. He'd already been there. See, a lot of things, just because they're spiritual, that doesn't mean they're God. Did you hear me now? They can be real. And they can be spiritual. But it doesn't mean it's God. And we should not just be hungry for spiritual things. We should not just be hungry for miracles and supernatural. We should be hungry for God. 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 I have seen people supposedly that pushed and pressed so far into the things of God and they got dark. Did you hear me? Dark. There was a darkness about them, and always this super secrecy, and always this, you know, we're beyond everybody else. And see, that's the nature of the devil. Pride. That's what got him into trouble. No, you're not the only one who knows God. You're not the only one who knows the Spirit of God or the Word of God. Right? And that darkness, and you can tell when you're so intense, and the joy is not there. And the peace is not there. It may be spiritual, but it's not God. Because when it's God, it's inseparable from the Word of God.
Amen.
Right?
Yes,
and when it's God and the Word of God, it's going to be light. Yes. And it's going to be good.
Yes.
And there's going to be peace with it.
Yes. Right.
And there's going to be joy with it. Yes. And there's going to be strength. I mean, the very fruit, the very nature of the Spirit of God manifested through the human spirit. What is it? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. See, not ill-tempered, short-tempered. Long-suffering, gentleness, not harshness, not hardness, gentleness, goodness, meekness, not pride, temperance, self-control, not out of control, faith and faithfulness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Knowing the nature of the Spirit of God will help you to stay on and not get off. When it's said out loud with me, when it's the Spirit of God,
it's the Word of God.
It's light.
It's light.
And it's good.
And it's good.
See, the Holy Ghost is not a dark spirit. And I don't care if you just got born again 2 weeks ago. I don't care if you only been speaking in tongues for a half a day. Do not let somebody come along that's supposed to know more about God than you, and you ignore what you get on the inside. Did you hear me now?
Yes,
I don't. Maybe you are a baby. That may be true. But if something bothers you and you don't feel comfortable with it, don't just ignore what you get on the inside and follow somebody blindly because they said they're a prophet or a prophetess or an apostle or a pastor or whatever. Right? Because in this day and age, you know, in the Old Testament, they'd go to inquire of the Lord because they didn't have the Holy Ghost, the average man or woman. So they'd go to the prophet and inquire of the Lord. You tell me what the Lord's saying. But the Bible says in that day, talking about the day in which we live, they'll not say every man to his brother, know the Lord. He said, for they'll all know me, from the least to the greatest. Oh yeah. So nowadays, every child of God has the glorious Spirit of the Lord inside us. And if it's God in somebody else, we should have the witness inside ourselves. Why? Same Spirit. Same Spirit. Same Spirit in you that's in me, that's in any true believer, true minister, true ministry. Do not ignore what you have inside and let some man or woman lead you. Are you with me now?
Yes.
So we talked about last week about we took the time to go over to 1 Corinthians and how that even among prophets, it must be judged.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.